This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Oh, there they are, jumping.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. It's Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I just feel the wind of Taran behind me. I've seen those moves in a late night tent at a festival once.
That's very accurate.
Yes.
Oh, let's get to our contestant, Jeff from Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Jeff is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What 2 colors make green?
Blue and yellow.
Correct. In a standard game of cricket, how many players are on each team?
2?
No.
5, 6.
No. What is the most popular pie in the United States?
Apple.
Correct. Stillwater is the fictional band from what movie?
Almost Famous?
Yes. How many digits does a raccoon have on each of its front paws?
4, 3.
No.
5.
Yes. Which classical composer became deaf later in life but continued to compose music?
Beethoven.
Yes. What U.S. state was the first to declare independence from England?
Delaware.
Correct. What is the square root of 81?
9.
Yes. Farouk Bulsara was the real name of what singer?
Could you repeat that?
Farouk Bulsara was the real name of what singer?
I don't know. Freddie Mercury.
Yes. The Great Victorian Desert is located on which continent?
Oh, I'm sorry. What desert?
The Great Victorian Desert.
What continent? Victorian? I'm going to say Europe.
No, but. Oh.
I did.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. You got 8 correct, Jeff.
I did.
Oh, nice.
I did like how he answered almost every question like he had no idea and then got it right on the first try.
That was very Steve Migs.
That was.
That was a Steve.
A couple of them, Danny.
That was a Steve strategy for
Uh-oh.
Sure. Steve, I do want you to know, though, you're going to have your work cut out for you.
Oh, will I?
So are you feeling ready?
Yes.
What 2 colors make green?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. Yellow and blue make
yes.
green.
Yes. In a standard game of cricket, how many players are on a team?
11?
Yes. What is the most popular pie in the United States?
Cherry pie.
No.
Apple pie.
Yes. Stillwater is the fictional band from what movie?
Oh, crap. Almost Famous.
Correct. How
Great
many
movie.
Digits does a raccoon have on each of its front paws?
Four?
No.
Five.
Yes. What classical composer became deaf later in life but continued to compose music?
Mozart?
No.
Amadeus?
No. No.
Oh. Beethoven?
Yes. What U.S. state was the first to declare independence from England?
Which state?
Yes.
Florida?
No.
I don't know. California?
No.
Alaska?
No. What is the square root of 81?
Nine.
Yes. Farouk Bulsara was the real name of what singer?
Freddie Mercury.
That is correct. The Great Victorian Desert is located on what continent?
Africa.
No.
Oh. Antarctica?
No.
Asia?
No. Oh my gosh, Steve. You got 8 correct, which is a tie.
Eight to eight
this morning.
I didn't lose.
You didn't lose, Jeff. That is a nice attitude to
Same
have.
Here.
The Daily Migs Show.
VH1, of course, put out a list of the top 100 one-hit wonders of all time.
And I figured instead of just going through the list like sometimes we would do, and it's always fun hearing some of these one-hit. I'm a sucker for a one-hit wonder.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter what genre. If it's a one-hit wonder, I'm like, yeah, let's listen to it. It triggers a lot of nostalgia.
For sure.
So I found 8-bit versions of these one-hit wonders. I just picked some random ones, ones that I think you guys would enjoy.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to see how well you know them based on listening to them as an 8-bit song.
Okay.
So without further ado, it's time for 8-bit one hit.
The Waldino one-hit wonders. When they sound like a video game theme, time to play 8-bit one hit on the Daily Mix Show.
That's for you, Danny.
Danny is so annoyed.
I legit thought this was going to be, we're starting out with a one-hit wonder, not an intro for the one-hit wonders.
No.
I get you now. It makes sense.
Yeah. Are you ready? Now that we've pissed off Danny, I think I may be able to bring up the mood, though, for Danny V. Are you ready for the first one?
Let's go.
Let's see if you guys can figure out what song this is.
Oh, this is Chumbawamba.
I might say that might be the number one hit wonder of all time.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's funny that they didn't have like anything else.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I did have the whole album and listened to the entire thing, but no, that was really the only song that mattered. It was the only song that mattered.
I think people would rather just listen to Chumbawamba and then the 8-bit version of Chumbawamba. All right, you ready for the next one?
Oh, we get wild. It's Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot. Quiet Riot.
So far, you're crushing these.
It's pretty impressive. She hears like 3 like notes of it, and she's just like, oh.
She's on top
of it. Quiet Riot, whatever the name is.
Quiet Riot.
That.
And I always love how they spelled come and come on, Feel the Noise.
Wow.
Like, as a kid, I didn't know that. And I remember being like, this is so cool. Look how edgy they are with how they spell their words.
Honestly, when I didn't know they did that either until I started working here. And I was like, oh, come on, Ryan Castle. He's a child. And then I realized that they actually did it.
And I wonder how many people back in like the 80s had no idea what they were doing right there.
Yeah.
And also, like, they put noise, they spelled it with a Z. So, I mean, it kind of took people off the wrong path.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being a kid so obsessed with that song that I made out of tinfoil, the Quiet Riot mask.
Oh, you know, awesome.
Wear it around my house, which was very troubling in the eyes of my parents. All right, we got a couple more. You ready?
Yeah.
When I wake up.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
This is Danny's jam.
I do love this song.
It's such a great song. If you don't know it. I still say you play this at emo night, it would kill. I mean, don't do it early in the night. You got to do it when everybody's good and drunk.
Sure.
All right, one last one. I'm trying to think of who's going to get this one. I feel like it's just going to be Taryn.
Probably.
Oh, oh Vanilla Ice.
Oh, Danny got one.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
Ooh. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention.
Do you know the whole words?
Got the hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo,
I don't know.
Turn off the lights and I'll glow. Through the extreme, I'll rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and watch the champs like a candle.
Oh. I'm not that good at it.
Do you know the metal version?
Oh. And if there was a problem, yo, I saw that. Check out the hook
while my DJ revolves it. That's also Ice. That's Vanilla Ice.
Who's he doing it with?
Himself.
Limp Bizkit.
Dude, might as well have been.
That would be the collaboration everyone asked
for. He had his own metal band, and they did a version of Ice Ice Baby.
What?
That's about awesome. All I can play, because everything else is just a bunch of bad words.
Naughty. Mm.
The Daily Mix Show. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Jake from Belfair. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning.
Let's spin that wheel and find out who you're playing with, me or Migs.
All right, the wheel is currently on Taryn. Will it stay there? Yes, it will.
Jake, it's you and me, baby.
Oh,
all right, Jake.
Let's do it.
Here is your clip.
Ooh, that's kind of hard to hear.
Let's play it again.
Ooh, I don't know on this one.
Would you like a hint?
I can definitely help you.
Yes.
The band is fronted by Billy Corgan. Sometimes on a spooky holiday, people like to throw these orange things around.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Nailed it.
And the song title is the number before one.
Zero.
I have to plug my nose when I try and sing like Billy Corgan. I mean, pretty much was, right?
Yeah. All right, Danny, I am ready for my clip. Oh, that would be Faith by the greatest band in the entire world, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, we just took a time capsule from the 90s right there. Get the blank up.
Jake, congratulations.
Awesome.
I could listen to this all day.
I remember when I first heard this, I did not like it.
What?
I wasn't a George Michael guy. And so this was just like, whatever. Yeah. And then as I slowly became a Limp Bizkit fan, I went back and revisited their first record, and then I was like, oh, this song does slap.
So are you a George Michael guy now?
Oh, big time. Wham. I liked it. Him with Andrew, sure. Him alone, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Airplane drama in North Carolina. An entire flight had to disembark after a woman refused to get off the plane. This unidentified woman was asked to get off the plane because she was sitting in one of the emergency rows.
Okay.
In which you are bestowed some responsibilities.
Yeah, once you sit there, usually the flight attendants, they come over and they just kind of say, are you prepared to help people out in case anything happens?
Her response, allegedly, I'm not going to save anybody. If something happens, I'm going to save myself first. That's like the last person you want sitting in an exit row. So here she is after
she's
the fact,
honest.
Still arguing with staff and authorities.
That lady came and asked us, we got witnesses, we all agree. Everybody can witness that.
No, I heard originally she was, according to her, obviously, everyone always does that. Whenever someone reacts weird to something that you say, you're like, I was just joking. Apparently she said, I was just joking about the whole thing, but then it just kept escalating and escalating. And then at some point, like, she was just saying, like, one of them was being racist to her and all this kind of, like, it went down a weird road, apparently.
And that would be so frustrating, especially if you have a connecting flight somewhere and now you're getting off this airplane because somebody is losing it.
I would be so pissed. I remember one time having to get off the plane. It was recent. Like, when we went to New Jersey, we had to get off. But it was not because anyone had a meltdown, although some people came close to having a meltdown. It was because there was nowhere for the plane to land, and it was running out of gas. It was very strange. So they had to divert the flight because there was some storm stuff going on. It was like there was a lot going on. So we were supposed to land in New York or New Jersey, and they had to divert the plane to Washington, D.C. And we had to land there, get off the plane, wait around. They said, oh, it'll only be a little bit, and then it turned out to be several hours by. And it just sucked. But at least with that, it was for our well-being and our safety. It wasn't because some idiot was arguing with the flight attendants over a quote-unquote joke. I'd be so mad at that person if we all had to get off the plane.
I've never had that experience where somebody was, like, being all unhinged on a plane.
No? Have you ever had to get off a plane?
Not that
besides,
I can recall.
Yeah.
But there was a time when we were in the air one time.
We're doing the show on a plane. We've never gotten off of it.
We were in the air and a guy went into diabetic shock. And so they had to do the whole, like, anyone on here, you know, I think there was like a firefighter, like a paramedic or something was on the plane that had to go tend to him. But I was like, oh my gosh, someone's going to die on this flight. He ended up being totally fine. I think it's like, you know, I don't know if it's like insulin or food imbalance, whatever it was. But they got him fixed up. But I was
panicking. Did he get a Snickers bar out of it?
Hungry. Why wait?
Right. Do you think that was like a tactic for him to get a free meal?
Oh, no.
I swear, I need a chocolate bar.
It was stressful, though.
So someone comes and saves the day. Like that. All of a sudden, do you then go out of your way to buy that person a drink?
Yeah. Sure.
I would, right? Like, you just saved that potentially saved that person's life, or at least helped us avoid having to stop somewhere we're not supposed to stop because of this person. What are you drinking? I got you.
And maybe the airline should give him like some wings or something. A little thank you gift, a little appreciation token.
But then my idiot brain will start thinking, well, what if there's another incident? I don't want this guy drunk.
Oh, you want to keep him...
Maybe just like a cheese platter.
Keep his wits about him.
Yeah.
Do you get the cheese platter? Is that your go-to?
Used to be.
Oh, yeah. You don't eat that anymore. Dang it.
It's fine. That's really nothing. Although I heard
platter.
That they're now starting with Alaska's now starting to put... I think they're starting to have hot meals again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, for a while, they didn't do that.
No, yeah. After the pandemic, they kind of got rid of a lot of things. But now, yeah, I think they're offering burgers now. I don't know if they have any vegan options, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't. They have chips.
They have, you know, they partnered with Evergreens. If you've ever been to Evergreens,
oh, yeah. The salads?
They do the salads. They do sandwiches from there. It's delicious.
Oh, nice.
That is awesome. Yeah, we've been there before.
So oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah, yeah. Typically, I bring food onto the plane with me. I'm always that person.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah, even when they started, I don't know if this is a hot take or anything, but most of the food they give you is like, it's not enough and it's trash, if you ask me.
The Daily Migs Show.
Our kids are just endless sources of entertainment, usually
yes.
Making us laugh. But yesterday, your daughter Tatum apparently did something that freaked your wife out.
Yeah, I went to the gym. I came back, and Tatum had this look of just like, okay, we're in the middle of a mission, Dad, and I need your help. Like, when I walk through the door, and she grabs my hand, I'm like, okay, what's about to happen? She's like, Dad, I need you to save a spider. And she's smiling big, and she has a strange. She has a stuffed spider. So I thought for sure that this was going to be one of those situations where it was like just one of her quote-unquote stuffies, and she was going to take me up, and there's this big-ass spider, and it's like, oh, you got me. And I'm like, a real one or like a fake one? She's like, a real one. And I'm like, all right, how's mom doing? She's like, mom doesn't want anything to do with this.
Mom's standing on the counter.
Right. She's
in
like,
fear.
Mom wants to kill it. I want to save it. And I'm like, oh, I bet mom wants to kill it. She wants me to kill it. So this is like a whole, I used to come back from the gym before we had a kid. And if there was a spider, Sid would also be doing the same thing, grab me by the hand and say, go kill this thing. So now I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. So I pull out my phone, of course, as I'm walking to the bathroom to get like, you know, expert analysis from Lil Tatum. And this is how it went.
Safe.
All right, so what are we going to do?
So first he has to go in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
He has to see this thing. It's crazy.
It's crazy?
Yes, like if we had ice.
So show me where it is.
Over there.
All right, now I walk in and I'm, you know, Sid's already not in the other room. She's not even like anywhere near this thing because she's freaking out. And this is a big ass spider. Like, I honestly was like, I don't really feel like getting anywhere near this, but I can't show fear to my child who's like all excited about this. So I have to like kind of act like as if this is no big deal.
Oh boy.
Like, it's not like a tarantula, but it's a big ass spider.
Sure.
That would have been funny if it was you just drunk in the bathroom.
Kill it.
Whole different tarantula. All right.
Is that the spider?
Yeah.
And you want me to save it?
Yeah.
And what are we going to do with it?
Put it in the spider house.
Where's that? Okay.
Like, I'm a dummy.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
Now, mind you, the spider house is just a lump of dirt in a bed of rocks in our backyard. It's such an eyesore, and I hate looking at this thing, but it's so cute. Like, she built this dirt house for spiders.
Remember?
Did Mommy want to save it?
No, but the mom says maybe Dad could do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Look how big this thing is.
It's massive. This is a really big spider.
And then she just walks off. I'm like, what kind of assistant are you? She just leaves to go tell mom everything that's going on as I'm standing on a toilet trying to get this thing with a plastic cup and a piece of paper.
She's obviously the manager of the home, so she delegated and now she's moving on to her next task.
Off to her next project. I do give her props. She had the back door open and ready to go so I could walk out quickly and put the spider outside.
What was your technique for trapping the spider?
Plastic cup, boom on the wall, and then slide that paper in, baby.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Textbook.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, you need to finish this sentence for us. I really wish my kid wasn't into blank. What is something that your kid is into that you just can't stand?
All because my daughter's into spiders and my wife cannot stand it.
Or what was something that you were into as a kid that your parents hated? 206-803-ROCK. Katie from DuPont, is your daughter much of an athlete?
She can hold her own, you guys, but her freshman year, she was in junior high, and she just decided to play a sport every season. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Well, she chose basketball. And even though we have a basketball hoop out in front of our house, she never really played. She didn't know any of the rules. She didn't know anything. And I was horrified. Well, we were both kind of shocked, but she made the team. And then when I went to the games, it was the most painful, horrible experience of my life. What? I wish I had a bottle of vodka with me because it was bad.
Katie, was everybody on the team bad? Like, is that you, once
no.
You watch them, you're like, oh, I now get why she made. Or do you think the team just wanted your money?
I just think they wanted a really cute little bench warmer.
You know, hey, so everybody has a role on the team.
I guess. I mean, she was friends with all the basketball players.
Katie, it's
but,
so
yeah, but.
It's funny. I was like that was me with baseball. I was terrible. I know my parents hated it. The day I remember telling my mom, it was mid-season. I'm like, Mom, I don't want to go there anymore. She's like, you don't want to play baseball anymore? I'm like, I'm so sorry. I know that you guys paid. She's like, that's totally fine. I never see my parents more happy when I quit playing baseball.
Yeah, it was. I was so glad when that season was done and track season came back because I don't mind being outside, but. Holy God.
You rock, Katie.
Scott from Federal
Holy
Way.
Holy God.
Scott from Federal Way. This is your stepdaughter who's into something a little weird. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is crazy. I don't know if you're ready for this, but my stepdaughter's into those bad boys, right?
The what?
And
bad boys.
Bad boys, yeah, bad boys. So her brother went to prison for like 2 years. And one of his cellmates asked for our daughter's number. So ever since then, for the last 4 years, she likes to date prisoners.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I don't feel so bad for having to watch Paw Patrol toys on YouTube now.
No.
So are these, so these are not like people that are out of prison. These are people that are still in prison.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait,
and not just that, but murderers.
Oh, my goodness. How many, are they pen pals? Or are they their phone buddies? Like, how many guys is she talking?
Phone buddies.
They're what?
Yeah. Phone buddies. One of them is in, the new one is in Tennessee. And they're like, I guess they smuggle phones in, and yeah, they talk 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Oh, so it's not even like you're getting a call. It's not like you're receiving a collect call from the Genesee prison.
No. Just,
wow.
No, I'm guessing they put it in their prison wallet and bring it on in.
Oh, boy.
Their prison wallet.
Yeah, I'm very happy that. Granted, my daughter's 4. She's not going to be talking to any prisoners.
She's anymore. Not in a prisoners yet.
Not yet. Luckily, Marshall and Chase are not behind bars. Otherwise, things would get kind of weird, I think, in our household.
The Daily Migs Show.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.